This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Our Sheikh Zahra Khair has completed Surah Al-Qasas and then he moved to Surah Al-Ankabut, the web. And then after Surah Al-Ankabut, today inshallah also they will be covering Surah Al-Rum. So today I'm going to cover, since I covered Al-Qasas yesterday, two surahs for me today inshallah, Al-Ankabut and Al-Rum. Al-Ankabut means web. Both of these surahs are Mecki surahs and considered to be from the Al-Mathani. Those of you, just to remind you quickly, you know the Sab' al-Tiwal are the seven long ones, and then you have Al-Mi'in, those who are about 100 ayat or a little bit over, and then anything below, you have what we call Al-Mathani. So both Surah Al-Ankabut and Surah Al-Rum are considered to be from Al-Mathani, and they are both Mecki surahs. Except Surah Al-Ankabut, you have verse number 10 and 11, they are Madani surahs, Madani ayat. Madani ayat, but the rest is all, you know, Mecki surahs or Mecki ayat. With regard to Surah Al-Ankabut, the web, one of the main reasons as to why this surah was revealed, and this may relate to a lot of us here today, especially the youth and their parents. The story of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the Sahabi, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and his mother. When he embraced Islam, his mother came to him and she says, I shall not eat nor drink until I die. Even if I were to die, you have to revert back to Jahiliyyah. I will stop eating and drinking until you denounce Islam. He did not know what to do. And she kept on, you know, not eating and not drinking and not eating and not drinking. And then he came to tell her at some point, he says, Mom, if you have 100 souls to die one after another, for me to denounce Islam, I will not denounce Islam. You want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah from Surah Al-Ankabut. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَنًا. Allah has decreed that you honor your parents, that you honor your parents. And if they were to strive to make you denounce your religion, denounce your faith, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. If they were to strive to ask you to do something haram, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Do not obey them. This is the only case where one should not obey their parents. Other than that, we should honor them, our parents. So this ayah now starts talking about al-fitan, starts talking about temptations, starts talking about the struggle and the struggle towards these, you know, towards these temptations. Brothers and sisters, temptations may take several forms. Temptations may take the form of a man being seduced by man being seduced by women, or women being seduced by men. So the fitna of the children, the fitna of your wealth, the fitna. There's so many forms of fitna, but the most dangerous form of fitna is fitna fi deen, the fitna of the deen. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal not to make us endure any fitna on the deen, any other fitna, but not in our deen, inshallah ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the struggles of the prophets towards this fitan, the struggle of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah mentions his story in Surah Al-Ankabut. Nuh alayhi salam, when he struggled for 1,000 years, less than 50. And this is a small stop, small pause. I'm going to pause here. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. If you were to look into translation, they would say 1,000 years minus 50 years. But Allah says sana, and he says عام. You see, the Arabic is a beautiful language. Arabic is a very rich language. Sana, عام may not mean the same thing. In fact, they do not mean also the Arab, they may use them, you know, but we normally use sana or am, depending. But in the language of the Arab at the time, sana is used for tough years. And am is used for easy years. But here in English, they just say, if you look at the translation, they say 1,000 years minus 50. But what it really means, Nuh alayhi salam, he struggled for 950 years. 900 years minus 50. 900 of trying to talk to his people and give da'wah and whatnot. The struggle of so of the other prophets, Allah Azza wa Jalla talk about some of them in Surah Al-Ankabut. And then Surah Al-Rum. Surah Al-Rum, the Romans, is also, as I mentioned, is a Mecki surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his signs. Wa min ayati. If you look and read Surah Al-Rum, it starts with Ghulibat al-Rum. At the time, Prophet Muhammad and the Sahaba, they were following the news as to what was happening out there. And then there was this battle that happened between the Romans and the Persians. The Sahaba, they wanted the Romans to win the battle. Why? Because the Romans, they were from Ahlul Kitab. They were from the people of the book. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ. The Romans have been defeated, but they will come back and they will win again. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla just talked about that story, and then he mentions, start talking about his signs. The signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this universe. The sign, Allah Azza wa Jalla, some of the signs Allah start talking about, the creation of mankind, the creation of as-sama'i wal-ard, as-samawati wal-ard, the creation of the heavens and earth, the creation of the fact that we're the diversity in our languages, the diversity of our background, you know, all these are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end, an ayah that will change your life. An ayah that will change your life, I'm going to take it from Surah Al-Rum as well. Surah Al-Rum, verse number 21. But here's a quick test for all of us here today. A quiz. Who remembers an ayah that will change your life, which I've mentioned on my very, very first khatira, the very first day of Ramadan, the second day of Ramadan, when we talked about Surah Al-Baqarah. Every day or every time I talk about an ayah that will change your life. Surah Al-Baqarah. What ayah did I mention that changed your life? Who said ayat al-Kursi? And who said ayat al-Kursi? And who said ayat al-Kursi? Who said ayah number 69? 69 stripes? What 69? Is it 69? 68? I don't know. Who said, you said Ayatul Kursi first. You said Ayatul Kursi first. Here he is. He said it first. Because I love you, I'm just going to give you one. Okay? I don't want you to. And because I love you too, I'm going to give you one. Right? It's Ayatul Kursi. So this is a quiz as to what's to come, inshallah ta'ala, on the night of the 29th.
Don't you love everyone?
I love everyone, but I only have, this is for me, man. Ayat that which is your life, verse number 21 from Surah Al-Rum. Who's married? Who's single? Who's happy? Sisters, listen up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, again, from amongst his signs, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. صح. And amongst his signs is that he had created amongst you mates, husbands and wives. For what reason? لتسكنوا إليها. And to dwell unto one another. وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. Allah says, and he has put amongst spouses مودة and رحمة. Who speaks Arabic? What is the difference between مودة and حب? Even the Arabs, they don't know. What is the difference between Mawadda comes from the name of Allah, Al-Wadud. But the Wadud? Mawadda comes from the name of Allah, Al-Wadud. What is Wadud? How do you translate Wadud in English? Are you married? You're only 5 years old. He says, I know. What is the name of Allah, Al-Wadud in English? Huh? Is that? Ablution? Al-Wadud is ablution. Al-Wadud is wudu. Yeah, that's what he meant to say, wudu. because it's amazing, I'm going to give you this. This is high. This is nothing. This is here. Not for you, my brother. For him. Yeah, that's right. Wadud, your ablution, man. Astaghfirullah. I love it. I'm sorry. Astaghfirullah. Al-Wadud is the most affectionate. Allah did not call himself Al-Mahbub. Allah called himself the Al-Wadud, the most affectionate. What's the difference between hub and wood? Hub is a feeling. Hub in Arabic means love, Sheikhna. You know these things. You know. Hub means love. Affection is different than love. Affection is the translation of those feelings into action. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called himself Al-Wadud. So here Allah subhanahu says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And he has put amongst you affection and mercy. Affection comes in first, أَدَّنْ رَحْمَةً. Brothers and sisters, especially sisters, you know, please remember this, brothers, right? Remember this. What is this? Quran, right? And what are these? There are pages, but what? Ayat, exactly. Allah says, and amongst his ayat is that he has put amongst you your mates, your spouses. Your wife, she is an ayah from ayatullah. The way you respect this Quran, the way you respect this ayah, you have to respect your spouses. How about this one, huh? The sisters say, way, right, please remember this. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran. I'm not saying this is what Allah is saying in the Quran. Respect one another, venerate one another, make du'a for one another, and live with the name of Allah Al-Wadud, bringing love to your homes, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.